KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 25 degrees. We look for skies to be mostly clear early this morning, then partly cloudy today and a high of 46. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. Police in Council Bluffs late last night said a shots fired incident took place outside of a gas station convenience store at around 9:46 p.m. As the result of an investigation, authorities say an adult female patron who went into the gas station at 1305 North 25th Street for coffee. Upon returning to her vehicle, she noticed a white male party walking rapidly towards her. The male began to fire shots at the female, so she drove away, fleeing the area. The victim's vehicle was struck, though, by two rounds, but she was not physically hurt. The motive for the incident is unclear at this time. The suspect fled the area and has not been located. The suspect was described as being a white male, but no further description. He was with two white females, and they were in a newer model black Mitsubishi SUV. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-STOP. Authorities say the victim was aware of what was going on around her. She took immediate, decisive action, preventing any further harm to herself. And Bluffs Police remind citizens that as the holidays approach, criminals tend to look for easy marks. Be vigilant and have a plan of action to keep yourself out of harm's way. Well, a pursuit that began early Thursday in Council Bluffs and repeatedly crossed state lines ended with an arrest in Nebraska. According to the Nebraska State Patrol, 34-year-old Christopher Holston of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested for flight to avoid arrest, willful reckless driving, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and theft by stolen property of over $5,000. Holston was also charged with obstructing a peace officer, driving under suspension, and numerous traffic violations. The Nebraska State Patrol said they were notified at around 2:10 a.m. Thursday that a vehicle had flooded traffic stop with the Council Bluffs Police Department and was traveling toward Nebraska on Interstate 480. A trooper saw the vehicle, a Chevy Silverado, traveling at 81 miles per hour in a 50-mile-per-hour zone on I-480 as it entered Nebraska. The trooper attempted a traffic stop, but the vehicle accelerated to speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour and fled southbound on I-480. The pickup then entered I-80 and traveled eastbound toward Iowa. The trooper had discontinued his pursuit at the Iowa border. Council Bluffs police officers took over the pursuit once again and were able to successfully deploy spike strips to slow the vehicle, but nevertheless it traveled into Nebraska on I-80. Nebraska State Patrol troopers again pursued the pickup as it turned northbound onto I-480 before exiting and beginning to drive on surface streets near the Martha Street exit. Near 28th and Harney, a trooper was able to successfully perform a tactical vehicle intervention, or pit maneuver, to bring the Silverado to a stop. The driver, later identified as Holston, then fled on foot, climbed over a fence, and back toward I-80 on foot. Troopers were able to locate him at the Farnham Bridge over I-480 and took him into custody without any further incident. The rear-end collision west of Boone Thursday evening caused both vehicles to roll over and resulted in three injured. The Iowa State Patrol this morning said the accident happened on Highway 30 at Noble Hills Lane at around 7 p.m. Authorities report a 2006 Jeep Wrangler driven by 31-year-old Lachlan James Isaac Monahan of Ames was traveling west on Highway 30 when his SUV rear-ended a 2004 Pontiac Montana driven by 68-year-old Jacqueline Marie Holmquist of Ogden. Following the collision, both vehicles entered the median and rolled over before ending up facing east in the eastbound lanes of Highway 30. Monahan, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was taken by Lifelight to Methodist Hospital. Holmquist and her passenger, 47-year-old Billy Joe Page of Ogden, both of whom wore their seatbelts, were transported by Boone Rescue to the Boone County Hospital. That accident remains under investigation. Iowa's coronavirus dashboard early today showed 35 more people, that is, have died from complications of COVID-19 since 10 a.m. on Thursday for a total of 2,349. There are 9 new deaths in the KJAN listening area, including one each in Audubon, Harrison, Montgomery, and Shelby counties, and 2 more in Pottawatomie County. The number of deaths attributed to a pre-existing condition statewide are at 1,332. While deaths at long-term care facilities amount to 1,055, that's 17 more than yesterday. Health officials say there is one less long-term care facility COVID-19 outbreak for a total as of today of 151. There have been 1,045 new confirmed positive cases of the virus reported since yesterday through this morning. New cases were reported in Adair, Audubon, Guthrie, Harrison, Madison, Pottawatomie, Shelby, and Union counties. Hospitalizations have fallen again from 1,269 on Thursday to 1,226 today. There are 57 COVID patients in Western Iowa hospitals, down 3 from Thursday. 18 are in an ICU. 7 were admitted just recently, and 7 people are on a ventilator. In our funeral announcements, Alvin Reinig, age 95, of Harlan, died Sunday. A private mass of Christian burial for Alvin Reinig will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Claude Sid Winchell Jr., age 87, of Atlantic, who served as mayor of Atlantic from 1998 to 2001, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. An open visitation for Sid Winchell, with no family present, will be held today from 1 until 5 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charles Obrecht, age 81, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. A visitation for Charles Obrecht will be held at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home today from 4 until 8 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Gay Bannister, age 86, of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. An open visitation for Gay Bannister will be held today from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gail Dutch Eshelman, age 90, of Ogden and formerly of Griswold, died Saturday in Boone. An open visitation for Dutch Eshelman will be held on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Masks will be required. Social distancing will be expected. Alois Joseph Gravy, age 93, of Erling, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A private graveside service for the family of Alois Gravy will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the St. Joseph Cemetery in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Corma Allen, age 81, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Corma Allen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Manual Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Sandra Miller, age 80, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Sandra Miller will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Aaron Holtz, age 78, of Des Moines, died Sunday. A private family funeral service for Mary Catherine Aaron Holtz will be tomorrow at 12:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Charles Arnberg, age 81, of Redfield, died November 19th. An open viewing time for family and friends of Charles Arnberg will be on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Gerald Schultz, age 92, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A private family funeral service for Gerald Schultz will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Charles Bloom, age 85, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. A private family graveside service for Charles Bloom will be next Monday at 2 o'clock at St. Mary's Cemetery in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Richard Dick Kralik, age 86, of Cumberland, died November 21st. Public graveside services for Dick Kralik will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the Bohemian National Cemetery in rural Adams County. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Dorothy Ruth Anderson, age 82, of Shelby, died Wednesday in Harlan. A private funeral service will be held for Dorothy Anderson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has the arrangements. Gail Johnson, age 86, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Emanuel Medical Center in Omaha. A celebration of life for Gail Johnson will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Lenore Mickelson, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. A private family funeral service will be held for Lenore Mickelson. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Edith Petty, age 82, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A private graveside service for Edith Petty will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. And Marge Holland, age 89, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Services for Marge Holland are pending with Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.